proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the typology of the tabernacle and its furniture by turning our attention to the altar of incense. The altar of incense was one of two altars in the tabernacle, the brazen altar being the other. The two differed in purpose. The brazen altar was where the sacrifices were offered. The altar of incense, there was no sacrifice offered. The Israelites fashioned the altar of incense from shittim or akacia wood, overlaid with pure gold. This according to the directions God gave them in the 30th chapter of Exodus. The altar of incense stood approximately 2 cubits or 3 feet high. It was also a cubit in length and a cubit in breadth, that is to say 1.5 feet by 1.5 feet. The altar of incense had 4 golden horns, one on each corner of the altar. It had 2 golden rings, one on either side. The priests would place poles through those rings in order to carry the altar of incense. These elongated staves also consisted of shittim wood, overlaid with gold. God commanded the Israelites, quote, "Thou shalt put it, the altar of incense, thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee," unquote. Once a year on the Day of Atonement, Aaron would sprinkle the blood for the sin offering on these horns. God also ordered Aaron to burn sweet incense on this altar twice a day. He was to do this every morning when tending to the lights on the lampstand or candlestick. He was to do this every evening when kindling those lights. The incense offered on the altar consisted of 3 spices. Stacte, which is an aromatic resin derived from a certain shrub. Onycha, an undisclosed item that when burning emits a musky odor. And galbanum, which was an aromatic gummy residue. The Israelites prepared the mixture by blending it with frankincense. Afterward, they beat some of it into a fine powder, placing it before the Ark of the Covenant. According to Leviticus 16, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would take a portion of the incense into the Holy of Holies. God directed him to put the incense on top of burning coals taken from the altar, quote, "that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony." God forbade the Old Testament priests from burning any other type of incense upon the altar. He also prohibited burnt offerings, meat offerings, and drinks offerings as sacrifices made upon the altar of incense. The burning of incense often typified the act of offering prayers unto God. In Psalm 141, the writer petitioned God to, quote, "Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice," unquote. When the priest Zacharias burnt incense in the temple, according to the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, that author observed how that priest's ministry took place when, quote, "the whole multitude of the people were praying without," unquote. Another scene described in the 8th chapter of Revelation reinforced the association of incense and prayer. John the Apostle recorded that at that time, quote, "another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of the all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne," unquote. The altar of incense and the incense upon it had a close connection with Israelite worship. As representing the prayers of the saints, that altar of incense should remind us that we, as believers, have an obligation to offer up our prayers unto God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.